This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that Apple has unveiled the iPhone 6 with the letter S attached and a touchscreen that can tell the difference between pressing hard or more softly, the real innovation may be how we pay for these things. Apple is now offering to finance your next iPhone. Customers could pay Apple monthly the way we pay the auto financing company for the car. The phone carriers are also changing the way they price these new devices. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
This is the next generation of multi-touch. It makes this iPhone the most advanced iPhone we have ever created.
That's Apple's design chief bragging on the new iPhone 6S at $649. Now, my last iPhone cost $200, but it was subsidized when I extended my two-year contract. That pricing model's changing, though, says analyst Will Stofega at IDC.
The carriers, they're getting out of the business of financing phones and shifting the balance to the consumer.
T-Mobile and now other carriers are pushing lower-cost wireless plans with no lock-in contract and no subsidized smartphone. Michael Hodel at Morningstar says consumers can choose, wait and save money, or splurge on each new rollout.
If that leaves the phone makers like an Apple on the hook for creating devices that compel customers to want to upgrade, to take that extra expense of going with the latest device.
Will Stofega says one thing we're likely to see is value smartphones, cheaper and with fewer features than the most advanced devices on the market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.